This is Cricken for Audio.
Welcome to Cricken for Audio. This is Amit Verma. The second test between England and Sri Lanka gets underway soon, and it could mark yet another chapter in the bizarre saga of Sanath Jayasurya's retirement from Test cricket. Not long ago, Jayasurya had announced that he was retiring from the longer form of the game so that he could focus on one-day cricket until the World Cup. But then the lineup of Sri Lankan selectors changed, and it was revealed that Jayasurya had been forced to retire by the previous chairman of selectors, Lalit Kaluperuma. The new chairman, Asantha Dimel, wanted him back in the test side, and former captain Arjuna Ranatunga also spoke out on his behalf. Jayasurya then joined the Sri Lankan squad, which is in England now, who believed that this tour was supposed to give younger players more exposure to international cricket. Bewildered by all this, I decided to get some more details from Charlie Austin, who has been Cricinfo's man in Sri Lanka for a few years now.
Charlie, when Sanath Jayasurya announced his retirement from Test cricket, was there a sense of surprise in Sri Lanka, or was there a feeling that this was coming?
There was a sense of surprise, yeah. I think most people felt that the time when Sanath and indeed Marvin would bow out of Test cricket was going to be after the England tour. The England tour had always been the tour which is a prestigious one from a Sri Lankan point of view, and a kind of tour where the senior players would want to bow out. There'd been lots of rumours that this was the time that both Sanath and Marvin felt was an appropriate time to go, so then Sri Lanka could come back, play South Africa at home, and then blood the youngsters in home conditions. So it was a big surprise.
Well, now we know that the chairman of selectors then, Lalit Kaluperuma, and K.M. Nelson had asked him to retire or face exclusion from the test squad. Can you tell us a little bit more about the politics behind the decision, and is this kind of politics common in selection matters in Sri Lankan cricket?
Well, the politics in selection is very, very common in the Sri Lankan context, and it's no surprise that a change in a selection panel brings about a change of view. The background to this, though, is that Sanath didn't want to retire. He made that fairly clear, not directly to the media after the event, but certainly the manner in which he said that he was retiring suggested that he didn't want to go. And all the rumours were not put down. It became clear very soon after the announcement that he was about to retire that he had been forced into retirement, and that he was unhappy at that situation. But he was given the opportunity to have the opportunity of a farewell test on home soil, to bow out, to go on his own terms, and then continue on until the World Cup. Now, at that stage, Sanath didn't know that the selection panel was going to be changed. They appeared to have the support of the sports minister, and although selection panels in Sri Lanka are elected on an annual basis, it did look like Lalit Kaluperuma would be given until the World Cup, despite mounting controversy during the previous year. So Sanath obviously felt it was in his best interest, or felt forced to call it time. The fact that he wasn't particularly unhappy about it then meant that when there was a change, you know, he obviously felt that there was an opportunity to come back, and the new chairman of selectors, Asantha Dimel, felt differently and gave him an opportunity to come back. Now, we're not sure as to there's rumours circling, as they always do in Colombo, about the real reasons behind his recall. Was it the fact that Sanath had gone to his political friends, which is an allegation that, you know, has been levied against him on several occasions in his career? Or was it a situation where someone had used their political weight to encourage Asantha Dimel to bring Sanath back? Or was it just Asantha Dimel believing that it was the right decision? We can't be sure, but no one's surprised with politics being involved in selection.
Charlie, in all of this, what do Sanath's teammates feel about him? Do they want him around?
Well, publicly, they're happy to see him in England. The fact is that Sanath has incredible respect amongst all those who he's played with over the years in terms of his playing ability on the field, and indeed his leadership during the early years when he took over from Ranatunga. I think his decision to come back into the fold has surprised some of the players, and some of the players felt that it was an appropriate time for him to go when he did. And some of them will be surprised by the manner in which he's been welcomed back into the side. His potential comeback has been made easier in many senses by the fact that the chairman of selectors made it clear after a while that he wasn't going to be insisting upon Sanath's inclusion immediately, and he felt that Sanath should be in England gaining experience, and that gave the team management an opportunity to stand firm, to back their young players in the Sussex match at Hove, and they were able to give them another chance. Now, it may be that Sanath does play in the second test, but if he doesn't play in the second test, and I think it's very likely he'll play in the third, and the fact that he's not being pole-vaulted straight back into the side should make it easier for him to fit in. The onus on this series is not necessarily winning the series, but it's developing as a team, and if they come out of it with two or three players who have gained the confidence to then compete at an international level, then they will feel this Tour of England is a great success. And that's what they're really looking for. So more than result, they want the individuals to develop.
Charlie, leaving politics aside, you've been covering Sri Lankan cricket for many years. But do you think Jayasurya should really be in the test side? I mean, is it just the case of an aging player refusing to accept when his time is up, or do you think he still has something of value to give to the team?
I think once the decision was made for him to not come, then he shouldn't be here. They should back the players who have been sent. And then they can reassess in the future. Personally, right now, I don't think he should be in the side. But I think the decision to admit him was made prematurely. It was obvious that Marvin Attapattu was struggling with his back injury. And in hindsight, I think there was a role for Sanath in England if Marvin wasn't going to be available. They can still blood youngsters. Upaturanga's been given an opportunity at the top. Chamra Kapugetta has been given an increasing opportunity in the middle order. Many of the bowlers are inexperienced. So there were players anywhere who were being blooded, but going to England with three very inexperienced openers was, I feel, a mistake when Sanath could have played. So right now I don't think he should be in the side, because they made a decision. I think they should have stuck to the decision, and they should have, you know, backed that decision. But when it became clear that Marvin wasn't going to be available shortly after the Pakistan tour, then they should have made sure that Sanath was on the tour right from the start.
Charlie, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to Cricinfo Audio. I'm Amit Verma, and I was chatting with Charlie Austin, Cricinfo's man in Sri Lanka. Do send in your feedback to audio@cricinfo.com and watch out for more features from us as the days go by.
This is Cricinfo Audio.